Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Universe Just Recognized Herself. My name is Abby. I want to welcome you back for another episode. Yes, I did just refer to myself as Abby, and I think that something that I'm coming to the conclusion to about is my name and the confidence that I have in my name. And you know what? Maybe I'll change again. Who knows? I am allowing myself to, and I'm giving myself permission to change. I'm giving myself permission to change and be whoever I want to be whoever I am in that moment. And MoMA is a name that calls to me, that is very much in me. But I do believe that I'm going to continue using my name as Abby for so many reasons, and that one of the reasons is definitely for my next book. But mostly I am feeling into the vibrations of both of the names and allowing them to, allowing my friends to call me MoMA that are here, but also allow people to call me Abby. I grew up as Abby, and I think that Abby is full of light and always was and always will be. So I have no reason to reject those parts of myself, those earlier memories, or even the past versions of me. So I am fully ready to take on my life as me and who I am and whoever I'm meant to be. Welcome to another episode. So grateful for all you listeners. And if you love this podcast and you love my content and you want to keep running, you can donate in the link in my bio and the link in the description. You can go ahead and click that button. You can buy me a coffee or a drink, whatever you want. It would be so cool. I saw someone share that idea one time, like, buy me a coffee, buy me a drink. It's like, wow, you know, I do want to buy you a coffee. Like, just because you asked, I do want to buy you a drink. It's so much better than saying, like, donate, just give me money. That's not fun. You know, maybe when I purchase my coffee, I'll shout you out in my podcast or something or whatever, because I'll be able to see the donations and the names of the people that are sharing. So I'd love to shout you out in my future content. So thank you, all you listeners, you beautiful people. So today I have an interesting thing that I want to talk about, and it has to do, or it is concerned with, eating the rainbow. Eating the rainbow. So I am an intuitive eater. I tell people that when people ask me, oh, what's your diet? And I am gluten-free. I have a lot of reasons for that. One being wheat is the most GMO intoxicated crop in the entire world. Unless you are getting pure wheat from, like, I'm not sure, Europe, something that's original, it's not easy to get the best wheat. And wheat is in everything. The reason why they call it gluten is because it acts like glue in your stomach when you're mixing wheat with a lot of the things that they mix wheat in, and cookies and snacks and all that stuff. So there's a lot of reasons why I don't eat it. And I mean, every body is different. Every single body is different. If your body is prepared to break down the enzymes of gluten, then go for it. Eat all the gluten you want, but I will not be continuing to eat that product. I do sometimes, every once in a while, I'm like, you know what, it's not going to kill me, and my digestive system changes for like a week, but it's always good to test your body and just see what it's feeling, what it likes. And as an intuitive eater, I am someone who follows really whatever my body is craving. And my body always tells me what I need to eat. It is amazing to me that my body speaks to me in this way. And it only ever really started happening when I stopped and began listening. Listening is the way of life. Communication is the way of life, right? But listening instead of just taking the action and doing and speaking, it allows the balance to return within our body, because often we're so programmed to just consume and to do instead of to take a step back and you know, think about what we're doing, be conscious. And adding consciousness into the way we're eating means that you're going to be able to tell and read your body for what your body wants to eat. And when I say I eat the rainbow, it's so amazing how when I'm working on a certain chakra, and not because I necessarily want to, it is because I want to, but it's just the flow of whatever needs to be worked on at the time. And since we're all syncing up in this unity consciousness like state, right now I've been eating a lot of orange foods and purple foods, and I find that so shocking, or just the most beautiful synchronicity, because I've been working on activating my crown chakra with this certain meditation that I'm doing, and my sacral has felt so active. And for those of you that don't know what the sacral chakra or the crown chakra is, it is located at the top of the head and also at the sexual organs areas. And the coordinating colors are orange and purple. Orange for sacral and purple for crown. Now, these colors are such miraculous colors. Color gives us so much insight because they are a vibration that we physically can see with our eyes. Everything in the universe can be broken down into frequency and energy and vibration. And color is an extension of vibration that we are physically seeing vibrate at a certain speed, which the light, the photons are giving us the perception of the color itself. It's miraculous. It is miraculous. And my body is intuitively aligning with that frequency within my energy centers, because as I'm activating these energy centers, I'm eating the foods, which are reflection. It's just a divine reflection of what my body wants, but also what my energy wants. It's like there is no misstep or mismatch. And when I go away, if I eat off of, you know, the raw, mostly raw diet that I eat into, my body is like, what are you doing? And I always tend to work, I work very, very well with color. It is just something that I intuitively have picked up on, and I want to be able to share this more with people, because eating in color, living in color, has changed my life, really. And this is a chapter that I'm touching on in my next book, living in color and eating with the rainbow, and what that looks like for me daily, intuitive insights on how I navigate it, because it's taken me a lot of practice to be able to listen to my body, and instead of just acting on autopilot and actually, you know, abiding by what I say I'm gonna do, not eating chips even though they can be enticing, and because every time I do, my body just does not feel right. It does not want to eat processed foods anymore. And it took me a very long time to be able to sustain that level of consciousness, to feel that in my body, because before I would have just eaten it, and then I would have, you know, gotten mad at myself, shamed myself, and went through this whole cycle. But I finally broke that karmic cycle of mine and have really allowed myself to intuitively listen and stop and be patient and eat slower, going mindfulness, adding mindfulness into my eating habits, and trusting that my body is always right and that my body is always going to tell me everything that it needs. Feeling safe in my body and being able to cultivate trust within myself to know that maybe if I want chocolate one day, if my body is telling me that I want chocolate and not my brain, not my mind, that I should eat it because my body is going to be happy. I had that experience of the day, but the chocolate that I had was, I don't know if you've ever had this, but Honey Mama's. Honey Mama's is the best chocolate ever. It is homemade. They hand press that yummy Peruvian cacao with honey, and there's this lavender flavor. There's a coffee flavor. There's mint, spicy pepper. They're all so delicious. I advocate for this brand. This is not an ad. I just seriously love Honey Mama's, and you can get them at almost any health food organic store. So definitely check them out if you have not had a Honey Mama's bar before. It is something that you need to try. But I will advise you, I will warn you, they are dangerously good. Dangerously good, guys. They are, Ugh, if I'm not careful, I'll go get one. but no, we're listening to my body today. And today is flowing with the orange and the purple activations. And as a collective right now, we're going through major, major shifts in activating various energy centers in major, major ways. And the more sensitive you can become to what your body is wanting, the more likely it is you're going to catch the little synchronicities and see just what eating the rainbow looks like and why your body might want certain things at certain times. And like really learning and getting to know your body. Like I said, every single body is different and requires different things, has different needs in order to satiate and satisfy. Our body is dependent upon our DNA and where our what foods are local and regional to our area, the season that we're in. I mean, it your diet will always change, and keeping it the same is probably not good for anyone. Whenever I stay very consistent with what I'm eating, it's only ever for like a week or two. I eat the same thing for like a week. I kind of do that with a lot of things. I listen to the same three songs for a week and then I'm over it. And then I go to the next thing. Maybe it's just my energy thing, but I know some people like to have their oats first thing when they wake up in the morning, and that works for them. And if that works for you, freaking do that. But you know, I just go with the flow. I listen to the flow. I am in alignment, I suppose, as we've touched on before, that phrase of in alignment, what alignment means and how that is the embodiment of the flow, not having resistance and being able to trust yourself enough to do the task, having enough trust and confidence in yourself to float down the river and down the stream. It's a beautiful process. And I look forward to sharing all of my ideas about intuitive eating and how eating the rainbow has, you know, changed my life. That is going to be in my next book. So hyping that up a little bit. It's crazy. I'm literally already finishing my second project, my second book project. It's looking like I'm setting a timeline for myself right now. I was actually just asking myself this question the other day. When am I actually going to sit down and finish this book? When is the editing process going to begin? And yada, yada, yada. And I believe that I am setting the tone for October. For me, again, I finished my last book in October, so it only seems fair and right to have this book be completed by October. Wow, the amount of insight and energy that I've put into this project is a true revelation. You guys are going to love this story. I do have a title, and I have been kind of leaking out the name of it every so often here and there, but the name of my next book is called Becoming Human, and I am so, so stoked on this story, all of the new wisdom that I have acquired on my spiritual journey, and how this can help you navigate your reality and manifestation and understanding energy and really, really, really getting to know the universe, getting to know yourself, and what it looks like for me to navigate the reality. I share my story, and I also share so much healing and thought processes that I have gone through in the last year, that this is going to be the story, guys. Like this, I have chills all over my body. I know right now, I even hesitate to say this, and I don't need to hesitate, but it's so amazing to be able to tell myself I am going to be successful, that I'm confident in being successful, and that I know that this story is going to take me places. And for that, I'm excited for you to read it, to learn from it, but I'm also excited to share it and to just do what I've always dreamed of doing in my life. And that is just to follow my dreams, go where the wind takes me. And this is the direction that the wind is taking me. So blessed. Thank you for listening to another episode, guys. That wrap up today. Super quick episode. We had a couple of longer episodes the last few weeks, so I wanted to make this super simple, sweet, short, and I want you to taste the rainbow. I want you to get a feel for it. If you want to try it out, my only suggestion to you right now would be to start listening to your body and finding ways to start listening to your body. And like I said, I'm going to be having so much wisdom in this next book that you can look forward to. And, you know, how do I actually learn to listen to my body? How do I do this? What steps do I take? This is what I'm hyping up, and that is my book. So you will read all of those tidbits of information in that story. I love you so much. If you want to buy me a drink or a juice or a coffee, the donation space is in the link in my bio, on my Instagram profile, on my TikTok profile, and in the description. Aloha. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.